Bailey is fighting. He always wins. He's going to always win, but he's fighting. So if you look on his mitzvahs and averus, he gets 100. But the mice inside of him is an internal struggle that's going on.
So this is Rabbi? This is Rabbi,
that's what Rabbi said about himself. He said, look, I'm winning, but the mice and my Eitz HaHor, they are fighting me. He's fighting me. There's a story they said about Rabbi Yosef. I heard that a friend of mine, A.J. Rose, said this story. He said that someone came to Rabbi Yosef and said to him, Rabbi, I don't want your Yetzer Tov, I just want your Yetzer Hara. That's all I want is your Yetzer Hara, right? Rabbi Yosef said, if you have an Yetzer Hara, you'd be burnt up in a second. That's what he was saying. My Yetzer Hara is nasty. I win every time, but he's nasty. So you're talking about huge Yetzer Hara, like big muscle Yoni, but he's going up against someone like me. So I'm going to win every time, but Yoni, it's not going down without a fight. So, you know, so it's like, it's a struggle, and I got it. I got it. That's a Benini. So does a Benini do a Averus? No. A Rasha does a Averus. What do we do? A Benini never does a Averus, but he still has his Yetzer Hara inside of him. That's what it says. So he says that you could have a person who's learning Torah all day and all night. It doesn't make a difference. Where we're up to is, I will go to Aval Benini. Let's take a look for a second over there. Aval Benini, Uderech Mashal. We're in the middle of the 13th parak. Let's see if you can find those words. These are Hadama, and that is Shahako. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam shehecho nivra. Peanuts are not a problem, right? The water is Shahako, just one general. If you're thirsty. Aval Benini hu derech mashal. Ka'adam sheyashan. A Benini is derech mashal, like a person who's sleeping. Sheyachal achzor v'leir mishnasa. I think we did this already. Let's do it again. He can get it. What did you say? Top line? Page, you test, top line. Sheyachal achzor v'leir mishnasa. Kach harasha ba Benini hu kiyashan b'cholol hasmali. The Ra, the Benini, the Ra is sleeping. He's like he's sleeping. In the left part of the heart, we spoke of the left part of the heart. The right part of the left part of the heart is all the blood. The right part of the heart is empty. Bishas kriyas shma utfila. When does he sleep? Shas kriyas shma utfila. In other words, kriyas shma utfila is supposed to cause a certain level of dvekis. Page you test, my friends. This is a Yoni?
Shago. Dama. Shago.
Page your test on the top. Avo bebenini hu derech mashal kodem hayoshin shiochol achso v'leor min shnasli. Benini is like a person who's sleeping that he can wake up again. Kach ha-ro bebenini. The evil inside of a benini hu ki yoshin. It's like sleeping. So I'm beating him. B'chol ha-smoli b'shas kriyas shma u'tvila. He's there b'shas kriyas shma u'tvila. Sheli boy boy er b'avodis Hashem. When a person's davening and learning, it's like there's no Yetzer Hara there. He's like, whoa. Right? That's when he's going to beat his Yetzer Hara. But the Achar Kach, Yochel Liyos Chayzer V'Neir. Yetzer Hara can come back. Yetzer Hara can come back. So he says over here, B'shas Kriyashman Tfila, that's a time of tremendous slavos. It's trying to Yetzer Hara, that the person is Boyer, means he's burning with passion for Hashem. He's going to overcome his Yetzer Hara. Lachain. Oh, your Rabbi Machzik Atzmei Kebenini. Rabbi held himself a Benini. After the pasuk Pumei Migirsi, even though he didn't stop learning, Rabbi. The Torah Hashem Cheftzoi Yomem Valayla. He was learning Torah day and night. Bechfitza with a tremendous desire. Bechashika he was yearning. Bechuka v'nefesh shoykeka laHashem Ava Rabbi. Kibishas kriya shma tefil, like he was davening and shma and shma nesrei. He was, that's the way he was. He was learning with the always 24/7. V'nedama ve'enav kebenani. He still was like a benani. Hamispalel kol hayoyim. Let's say a person davens the entire day. Is he going to do any averus? Is he going to want to do any averus? No, but that's because he's davening the whole day. The moment he stops davening, his Yetzer Hara is going to come back. Just
why is
this.
Why is it davka davening and not learning any other?
He says that you can move that chair. Move that stuff over the chair. Put it on the blue chairs if you don't mind. See. That's where the water is going to. What he's saying is that there is a certain. We're going to use the word dvekas. that happens when a person davens, when a person learns. Right? It's a certain bittel. We're going to speak about it, and we're going to speak about it in a minute.
It's the same thing.
You put it on the chair.
Only the same thing, though.
What?
Same thing with learning. It's called davening. Davening. It's the same thing with learning.
I'm going to explain it to you. This is, I think, a very important nekuda of chassidus. It's specifically davening, Shema and Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, I'm going to show it to you inside by me. It's interesting. He says it three times. Okay, those of you that were here for the introduction of Tanya, he wrote Tanya with tremendous amount of scrutiny. He was so careful. Mama, she said he's sitting for 3 weeks trying to figure out if he should write the letter Vav or not write the letter Vav. The Bala Tanya put everything he had into the Sefer. So the Hasidim are extremely medayik. Why did he write this word? Why did he write that word? He writes this idea three times within the past 10 lines. The first time he says, Kama b'shas ha-tfila v'kiyoytze ba. What is tfila? Shmoneh Esrei, kiyoytze ba? What else? Shema. We're going to get to learning. Tfila kiyoytze ba. The next time he says, b'shas kriya shema u'tfila. And then again, k'shas kriya shema u'tfila. Why the first time he said tfila v'kiyoytze ba? And then at the end he's going to say, go back to kriya shema. So he says the following thing. Shmoneh Esrei and Kriya Shema create a certain dveikus and bittel. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. You're being dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashem Echad. And then tefillah is being mevatel yourself. He brings on the bottom, says the following thing. Shmoneh Esrei u bechinas bittel haratzoin mikol v'kol. Shmoneh Esrei is I'm being mevatel myself totally to your Hashem. I'm totally being machnia myself. I'm just trying to connect with you. That's it. Now, halavai sheyispal adam kol hayoyim. This is a Gemara. Gemara says halavai you should daven the entire day. What does that mean? So Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, I learned it this morning, said a person should try to daven the entire day. That's a lot. You know, for most people, that's a lot, right? So Baal Tanya says not what it means. It means you should have that same type of connection to Hashem. Halavai sheyispal adam kol hayoyim kulam means it's like you're davening. You could learn like you're davening. Or you could learn not like you're davening. You could learn. He's saying that if a person is in so much dveikus in his learning, and that's what the Hasidim emphasized, that your learning has to be a learning with dveikus. So it's mamish like I'm davening. Rabbi Nachman said you have to make your Torah into tefillah, your tefillah into Torah. Make your Torah into tefillah means make your Torah into dveikus. Make your turn to Vedekos, you know? When you're learning Baba Kama, it has to be a Baba Kama that creates, that you're being Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? His Slavus. Your mom is feeling it. Now, this is the opposite of the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim says that you're learning Torah, even if you're not feeling it, it's happening. Don't worry, don't have to feel it. It's happening. Torah does it. So they're so close. They're like this close, the Baal HaTanya and the Nefesh HaChaim. But they're worlds apart. What do I mean? The Baal HaTanya says, Torah has to be dveikus. What does that mean? I have to feel the dveikus. And the Nefesh HaChaim says, the dveikus happens whether you feel it or not. But they're both, it's like practically the same language. You hear? These two Sfarim were written, let's say, the Baal Tanya wrote the Sefer because he wanted to write a Sefer on Chassidus. And Nefesh HaChaim felt he had to write a Sefer almost as like a rebuttal, almost. Like the Litvish version of how the world works. So he wrote almost, but so it's so close, but different, right? He's saying, yeah, Dveikus, I am asking to Dveikus. It happens by itself. Just learn. Don't be busy with this stuff. And the Baal Tanya is saying, no, it has to be, the learning has to have like tangible Dveikus to it. Ulevai sheyispal adam kol hayom kulo. It means a person should be feeling like when he's davening, everyone understands that davening has to have Dveikus, right? That's the way, and that's the way Rava learned. But now, if you learn that way, if you're on fire the entire day, But maybe it's just because you're on fire that you'll be able to beat your Yetzirah. But if for some reason you'd have a bad day, if you could in theory have a bad day, maybe Yetzirah is going to come back. Because when you're davening, Yetzirah leaves you. Yetzirah, if a person is able to connect to davening this way, Yetzirah leaves you alone. Because you're inspired. When you're inspired, Yetzirah is not at you, right? But what happens if you lose that inspiration? So Rava said, I don't know, maybe I'm just like always inspired, but maybe the Yetzirah is still inside of me and he's ready to pounce. I might be going through like a 30-year, zone where I've been, you know, going awesome for 30 years. What happens in, you know, when in 30 years when things fall apart? Maybe Yetzer Hara is going to come back. I got to be careful. That's what Rav is saying. So that's what a Beinoni is. A Beinoni means I have not beaten my Yetzer Hara. He's still there. He's taken a rest. He's like taking it easy on me because I'm inspired. So like when I'm, it's always like there's no point in fighting now. I might as well just wait this one out, you know. Might have to wait a long time. For most of us, it's just like a Shemoneh Esrei. Maybe have a person has a moment of like, you know, Kabbalah Shabbos, or a person has, you know, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. But we, at that moment, the Yetzer Hara is like flat, totally flat. We flatten the Yetzer Hara. But he's just waiting. He's sleeping. He's just, you know, he's going to wait it out. So that's a person who's a Beinoni. That's what he says. Okay. Vihine. Midas ahava zuha amura bebeinonim. This midah of love that we spoke about by Beinonim. Yaakov, is that clear? Did I explain it clear? Yeah? You can have it in Torah, but he's saying that's putting tefillah into your Torah. It's like you're davening. That's what it said. What do you mean, I should daven all day? No. When I'm learning, it should be like I'm davening. Right? That's what it means. I don't know what he means by that, because maybe he didn't mean that, but it says he told the Hasidim, I want you to daven the entire day. Now, again, Rav Nachman said a person should learn. Rav Nachman was very into learning. Learn, daven, learn. He said, daven, learn, daven. But he was into davening, and he said you have to make from your Torah tefillah. So maybe he meant daven in your learning. Uh-huh. So maybe that's what he meant. Uh-huh. Make your Torah tefillah. Vihine. So I explained it to Yoni, and I explained it to these two boys. So I'll try to explain quickly. A Beinoni, the Baal Tanya explains, is a very lofty madrega, very high. Halavai, we should be Beinonim. Beinoni doesn't even do anything wrong. The muscle we use for Beinoni is as follows. Yoni, you're not going to have an arm wrestle, right? Now, a tzaddik's arm wrestle goes like this. That was easy, right? My Yetzer Hara is like not even here. Yoni didn't even show up for this one, right? That's tzaddik. That's tzaddik gomor. Tzaddik Gomer has no Yetzer Hara. It's like, you're going to win that one? It's like, how can I lose? Right? Imagine playing a one-on-one with no one shows up. It's just you against nobody. You're for sure going to win. Doesn't matter how bad you are. Right? So Tzaddik has no Yetzer Hara. Gone. Now, that's Tzaddik Gomer. Now, there's a Tzaddik She'ena Gomer where the Yetzer Hara is here. But imagine me being Og Melech HaBashan. Right? And this is little Pee Wee Yoni over here. Right? So what's the arm wrestle going to look like? Sorry. That's what it's going to look like. It's like a joke. It's a joke, right? It's not. So you can't even call that an arm wrestle. It's buttle. It's like he's here. He's still here. He's here, but he's buttle. So because he's here, he's a tzaddik she'ena gomor. There's some ra still here. It's present. He showed up. I'm going to beat him, right? And then there's a beinoni. A beinoni goes like this. Yoni, I just beat you for the 30th time. But it was hard. You saw I was working hard because Yoni's pretty strong. I just happened to be stronger. 31! That's
don't
a bin.
Don't tzaddikim, though, have a bigger yitzhara than everyone else?
So he's saying that tzaddikim gemurim, they don't have yitzhara. There's very few of them.
Isn't that a malach?
No. Even tzaddikim gemurim, very few in every generation. It's just like a few of them. Very few. Very few. And Rabba was not one of them. Rabba was not a tzaddik. Rabbi, or at least he said about himself, I'm a Beinoni. So how could Rabbi say he's a Beinoni? Rabbi didn't stop learning. Let me explain to you. Rabbi, when it was time for him to die, the Malcham Avos had a hard time with him. He's like, the guy doesn't stop learning. Same thing as David HaMelech. Rabbi was like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So you could be like Reb Chaim Kanievsky and still be a Beinoni.
But how do you answer for Moshe Rabbeinu? We know Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, and we know he was the most perfect.
Okay, so we don't know how anyone who's a tzaddik can ever, you know, how did Adam Rishon do a chet? So that's we could start there, right? So however that happened, that's going to happen, whatever that means exactly. He has no Yetzer Hara, how can he do a chet? Al Kopanim. So we talk about Beinoni, we're talking about super high Madrigas, right? We're not talking about, we think of a Beinoni as like Shvach, you know? Beinoni is not Stam.
We're not Beinoniim.
We would love to be a Beinoni.
What are we considered?
let's talk about what we're aspiring to be. Abenini does never sins. So we spoke about Abenini, maybe he did sin, but he does tshuva and he's never gonna sin. But if a person is doing anything wrong in the course of the entire day, he's not Abenini. He's
can you be Abenini in one area?
All right, so we spoke about that also. Yeah.
We'll speak Tzadik for a moment. Right. Tshuva.
So.
Shmuel.
Yeah. Could be. But Tzadik has zero Yetzirah. I don't even know if he's a Tshuva. If we can. He's saying a Tzadik needs to have. Out. We'll see. Kevihine. Now he's saying something very deep, and I think that very encouraging, because the Tanya is supposed to be a very encouraging Sefer, and it has been a little bit. It's been a little hard because it's basically calling us all Rishayim. Behine midas ahava zu ha'amur bebeninim b'shas ha'tfila ha'dehizgabrus ha'nefesh ha'loikis. During tfila, when a person is going to be in this gaber, hine l'gabi madrigas ha'tzadikim ovidei Hashem be'emes la'amitoi. If you compare that to a real tzaddik who's serving Hashem be'emes la'amitoi, ein b'chines ahava zu nikris b'shem avoidas emes klal. That's not real. What does emes mean? What is absolute truth? Hashem lo keichem. Emet. Ain emes ke'amitoy. What does it mean, emes? Hashem is truth. So only Hashem is emes? This is going to sound a little interesting, but this is the Rambam. Rambam says that none of us are really here. We're not really, the only thing that's real emes is something that stays forever. What are the letters emes? Aleph till Tav. They all stand on their own. They're all stable. They all stay. Anything that disappears, it's not fully MS. So the Ava of a Tzaddik, okay? If you're fighting no one, so it will never, you'll never lose. You can't lose. That's MS. But Abenini right now is doing good. Could he in theory lose Abenini?
Yes.
Has he lost yet?
No.
Could he lose?
Yes.
That's not MS. Because you might go down. So let's say that again. Behine, midas ahava zu. This midah of this ahava. Ha'amur bebeinonim, b'shas tefila. Ideis gabras ha'nefesh ha'lukis. Because during davening, they have this special hislavus, and maybe they can daven the entire day, but it's only because of their davening. Hine l'gabi madregas ha'tzadikim oivdei Hashem be'emes la'amitoi. Concerning the madrega of a tzadik that serves Hashem be'emes la'amitoi, ein b'chines ahava zu nikris b'shem ahavas avoidas emes klal. If you compare the beinoni to the tzadik, it's not emes at all. May acher why shechoy lefes ve'oiveres acher atvila. After he's finished davening, it's gone. Uksiv svas emes tikoin load. If it's emes, it's tikoin load, which means that it'll stay for how long?
Forever.
Ve'ad argia loshen sheker. Argia is loshen of rega. How long does the sheker last? For the moment. Rega. So sheker is only for the moment. Sheker has one leg. It stands. But it's going to fall eventually. Right? That's sheker. So someone who's like serving Hashem now, but, you know, come bein hazmanim, he's going to be wiped out. Right? So it's not real. We're not finished. But for right now, it's not real. The afal pikein. Legabe madregas habeinanim nikras avoida toma be'emes la'amito shalahem. Oh, encouraging words from the Baal HaTanya. But if that's where you're up to, that's your MS. This is your truth. This is their MS. Because this is where they are.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? Let's see. Ve'afal pikein legabe madregas habeinanim nikras avoida tama be'emes la'amitoi shalahem. Okay, so he's saying is if you compare the tzaddik to the beinoni, tzaddik, how long does what he does last?
Eternity.
The beinoni, we don't know. It might not last. So I'll call the beinoni what? Sheker. But concerning him, this is not just called emes. Emes la'amitoi. You look at that. What is MS? This is real MS.
Ultimate MS.
What?
Ultimate MS.
The ultimate MS. MS la'amitoi. We're going to see. He's going to explain it. Ish. Kefi madregosoi. B'madregas habeinonim. Every person on his madrega. Everyone's got, there's lots of madregas. V'hinani koreya ba'avasam shebetzvilasam gamkein svas emes tikon la'ad. Their ava b'shas their tefillah also is considered to be eternal. Hayulu b'koyach nafshem elokis lachzor la'ayir b'chinas ahava zu la'aylam. Because he can get this back. B'koyach nafshem elokis lachzor la'ayir b'chinas ahava zu la'aylam. He can bring back this inspiration. Every single day, a person can give himself another infusion of encouragement, another infusion of chizuk, and more inspiration. Every person has the ability to constantly recharge himself. Right? So, a tzaddik doesn't need to recharge himself. A tzaddik, it's like he's on autopilot because there's no yetzahara there. A Beinoni, also his avoid is MSY, because it's not like it's automatically gonna fade. It's not like there's no way to get it back. It's not like you're gonna peak and then afterwards it's all downhill from there. A person is able to constantly give himself chizuk, constantly work on himself. So therefore, he can sustain it. It's gonna be work to sustain it, but is it something that's automatically going to eventually disappear? No. He can keep his darga, he can keep his dveikus, and keep on working, on davening, and learning, and shma, and shma, and esrei, and musr, and all those things.
Because he worked on it inside?
Because he can keep working on it. He started working on it, and he could work on it more, access more inspiration, more chizuk, more davening, more slavus. He says, Kihine midas emes hi midasa shel Yaakov. Yaakov is emes. The Zohar says titein emes the Yaakov. Hanikra briach hatichon hamavriach min hakotze al hakotze. He's like the briach hatichon. That's like what would be the good word for that?
Extreme to extreme.
Base. No, the base. There's another word. Briach hatichon. What is there another? What's the English word for that? No. Briach hatichon. The foundation. I guess that goes from one end to the other end. This is talking about in the Mishkan, right? This is mamish. What is the Chayin Tikkun Parashas?
Holds it together.
It holds it together. It's foundation.
What? Habriyah Hatichon?
Yeah.
Truma.
Yeah. So it's and also in Vayakel, I think.
Yeah. It's a repetition.
Yeah. So the Briyah Hatichon. Min Akotze Alakotze goes from one end to the other. MS goes from one end to the other, and it's the foundation. Miroyim hamaylus amadregas ad soif kol dargin. That's the Zohar. Chomaylo madrega mavriach toich nekuda emtzois shi nekuda ubechinas midas emes shalom. Okay. So he's saying, wherever you're at, there's an emes in where you're at. There's a foundation in where you're at. And that emes is what's holding you together. And it goes from one end to the other end. That's what emes does. So he's saying, every person, and whatever his madrega is, there's an akuda of emes there that a person can access. Umidas emes hinachala b'li mitzarim. Emes is eternal. Therefore, it's no end. There's an emes in Beinoni, there's an emes in Tzadik. Ve'in shir l'maylo ad rum ha-maylos. There's no, it goes all the way up to the top maylo. V'chol maylos ha-madregos shalamata hin ka'ayin l'gabi maylos ha-madregos shalamalahim mimenu. Every madrega, if there's something above it, it's like, I'm like sheker compared to it. Okay, so he's saying something very, very deep over here, and I'm trying to understand it as much as I can. He's saying that every madrega has a top and a bottom, aleph through saf. So there's aleph through saf, aleph through saf, aleph through saf, aleph through saf. You're constantly, every madrega is aleph through saf, which is emes. Aleph mem saf is the briach hatichon. So I have my emes in where I'm at. You have your emes in where you're at. Every person has his emes, which means that a person is holding somewhere. He's trying to hold it together. You can hold it together. Now what I'm holding together, right, is nowhere near where someone else is at. And his emes, which is higher than my madrega, for him, what I'm doing is sheker. And above him, the one above him is saying that he is sheker. Why? Because the epitome of emes is complete. There's nothing that is that will ever change. That is tzaddik. Tzaddik has hit the peak because he's never coming down. He can't come down because he has no yitzhar.
So why is he alive?
That's a good question. First of all, again, Adam Rishon was chayta, whatever that means, right? But it could be he's here for the dar. Hashem says that the tzaddikim want to be shoslem achol dar v'dor. Put it here for the generation. It's really not. It could be he doesn't really have the same type of nisyonis we have. He's here for us, right? For us to be able to attach ourselves to the tzaddik, to get inspiration from the tzaddik, whatever it might be. But every person has where he's at his MS. And his MS is trying to keep the inspiration that he has. That's his MS. For someone else who's above him, so he might say that that's, you know, I'm past that already. I'm struggling with my MS. For another person who's above him, he's past that. He's struggling with his MS. But every person has to realize that wherever you're at, you can be real. Be real where you're at. And try to be consistent with what you have. Every person, there are people who's constantly yo-yoing, but if a person is able to build step upon step upon step with consistency, that's his MS. He's created for himself an MS. You have to have a baseline. One of the things that we're going to speak about, Be'ez Hashem, on Wednesday night, we speak about Ben Azmanim, is a person has to have a baseline of like, you have to like, you know, some people, they hit Ben Azmanim and they totally fall apart. And they've lost their MS. Your MS is, I got a baseline. That's MS by me. That's a consistent. That's constant. There's certain things that are not negotiable. Whether it's davening, learning every day, things that I won't do, places where I won't go, things that I won't say, things, that's your MS. And every person has his, and that's his MS. Every person got to figure out where he's holding. But every person has an MS. Klape someone else, he would say, that's not, your MS is not MS. Because he's on a different madriga. But we have to try to identify what it is and build steady. So that's what he says. The next perek we're up to is the 14th perek. And it's speaking about how every person can aspire to be a Beinoni. Not every person can aspire to be a Tzaddik. And that's very interesting. That's what he's saying. We could all be a Beinoni. Wherever we are, we could be a Beinoni. Because every person has had moments where he had a Yetzirah and he's able to overcome the Yetzirah. A Beinoni just does that 24/7. But we can do it. We've done it. We've had like struggles and said, okay, I'm winning. We've had inspiration. We can all have inspiration. We can't all get rid of our Yetzirah. We're not there. But we can all be a Beinoni. And that's really what the Rebbe was trying to do. He was trying to get us to aspire to be Beinonim. Not every person has the neshama. Hashem chose unique people and put them in generations to be tzaddikim. But a Beinoni is what we can all be, which is an amazing thing. Like, be like Rabbah. That's what we're going to talk about, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully next week. Shkoyach, Rabbah Yisrael.